Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat, Bechukotai, Rabotai. This is a huge, huge, huge parasha. It talks about all of the brachot and not such good brachot that will befall Am Yisrael when they either do or do not follow in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And everybody knows the first Rashi, probably the most famous Rashi in the Torah, Im Bechukotai Telechu, Rashi says, Shetiyu Amenim BaTorah. For a person not only to learn Torah, that's obviously one part of it, but the amelut, the toil and the exertion that a person puts forth is part of the Torah itself. What's interesting is the Alter von Kelm's son, Rav Nachum Zev, said in Mashal, what does the Torah say in Bechukotai Tilechu? If you walk in my paths, in the paths of my laws, but why walking, why going? He says a very interesting Mashal. He says, if you have a bunch of people sitting at a table, have a bunch of people sitting at a table for a meal. And at the end of the meal, you see most of the people, they made Birkat HaMazon, and then everybody gets up and goes on their way. But you see one guy is not moving. One of them, he can't, you know, he's not moving, and you're wondering why. After a few minutes, you come closer, and you realize that he's handicapped. He says, oh, now I understand that he can't move. He writes, he says, that's a masham. Says when people are all sitting together, he said a mashan for yeshiva, but it really applies elsewhere too. He says when a person's in yeshiva with chaverim or whatever in shul or with the chevra that's being shomer Torah mitzvot, it's not such a raya. You can't really tell who's who and what's what. Wow. When everybody's sitting together. When are you able to tell who's who? When everybody gets up and walks away and they're on their own, then you can start telling, aha. Wow. He's self-sufficient, he's not. It's a very, very, very big thing. Wow. It comes a point in everybody's life, in Avodat Hashem, obviously there are times that we all have to be together. And guess what? The Torah was given to Am Yisrael as a unit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave us the Torah in Bechukotai Telechu. Even when you walk away from the Kalam, when you're on your own, there are certain situations in life that you have to deal with it on your own. Hashem wants to see in the chukotai telech. Are you going to continue to walk? Or you have the Torah only when you're sitting in Beis Medrash? Wow. You're only sitting at the table. It's a huge var. The Sefer Derkei Musar, Agon of Yaakov Naiman, who is a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, he says a very nice word. There's a famous Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Lamed Hei, very famous Gemara, machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Ishmael, about how a person should conduct himself in this world, in terms of learning, working, everybody knows them. Now, the Gemara writes that according to Rabbi Shimon, in Israel osim ritzono shel makom, at times when Am Yisrael does Hashem's will, melachtam na'aset al yedei acherim, their work gets done by other people. How do we know? The Navi says, ve'amdu zarim v'ra'u tzonechem, strangers will come and graze your sheep. Ya'ane, all you need to do is learn, and other people will take care of your parnasah. Bizman she'en Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, at times when Am Yisrael doesn't do what they're supposed to, melachtam na'aset al yidei atzmam, they're going to have to work themselves. Shenema, what's the pasuk? Ve'asavta deganecha. It says, and you will gather your grain. Ve'achaltav sava'ata. Nechon tov. Tosfot, on the spot, asks a question. Says, hey, wait a second. Where are these psukim? In which part of the Torah? We said in Shema. What's the header of that parasha? V'haya im shamoa tishme'u en mitzvotai. Asher amachim tzavetah. Le'ahava et Hashem elokichem l'avdo. It says, if you will follow my laws, and you're going to love Hashem, and Hashem says, I'm going to give you your panasa. So what's the Gemara bringing down this pasuk in reference to Am Yisrael not doing ritzono shel makom? Then you're going to have to work yourself. What are you talking about? This pasuk is in a portion of the Torah that's talking about when they do follow Hashem's rules. No. Tosfot gives an answer, but the Derkei Musar says, based on the above vart, he says, maybe we can explain a little bit differently. It says, it's an unbelievable thing to be able to remain steadfast in Avodat Hashem when you're surrounded by like-minded people. As the Rambam speaks about also in Hilchot Deot, when you're surrounded by a chevra, they influence you, both good and bad. If you're around a chevra that's into learning and tefillah and avodat Hashem and kedusha and Torah, that's a wonderful thing, and that adds tremendously to your avodat Hashem. But he says the highest level of avodat Hashem is that even when you have to go out on your own, many times people are tempted when they're not in their, I guess, their natural Avodat Hashem element, they have the urge maybe to downgrade a little bit, to who knows what a little bit. It's a terrible Yetzer Hara. The greatest form of Avodat Hashem, says the Rekei Musar, is to be able to continue, not to be able to tell the difference. Just like we gave the Mashal before, you can tell a person who's walking, you can tell a person who's healthy versus a person who's handicapped based on who's able to walk away, who's able to keep up their Avodat Hashem, even in settings that maybe aren't the most conducive. You're not always going to be surrounded by all these people. So what does it say over there? That's talking about why you're going to work yourself. Why is that considered not osim ritzono shel makom? Because that's not the optimal level. When you're surrounded by other Jews, okay, you'll work, you'll make your fanasah, but that's not the highest level. The highest level is for a person, and that's the chinuch that Rebbeim have to give their talmidim. It's not just teaching a kid, or it's not just teaching a young man, or whoever it is, how to be proficient in his Avodat Hashem when he's in Beit HaMidrash. Because that's only half the battle. The real battle begins when you get out of Beit HaMidrash, and now you have to go face the world. Sometimes you need to be fortified so much that when you're challenged, you're able to give it your all, and you'll shine even in those situations that are anything but optimal. That is the highest level of Avodat Hashem. And then, says the Gemara, then other people will do your melacha for you. That's the highest level. So especially now, before Shavuot, Nachon, the Torah was accepted. The Gemara tells us, by the way, it's a Gemara in Masechet Megillah, the Flamed Aleph, that the Chukotai is always read before Shavuot. Always. Because we want the Klalot of the Chukotai. Why? It's also read before Shavuot. Yeah. They're in Bamidbar. But it's always, it should be read before Shavuot, so as Tichle Shana v'Kililoteha. And Kitavo before Rosh Hashanah. So, Mikol Makom, at the end of the day, the Torah was accepted by all of Am Yisrael as one unit. But you have to remember that even though we're one unit, but not to lose your individuality also. Because if you're always contingent on other people's support, then, you know, you're not going to be able, it's like a person always with tricycles, or a person, yeah, in order to learn to walk, in order to learn to do anything in life, you have to push yourself forward a little bit and stop being so reliant on other people. Independence is also a very, very big virtue in Am Yisrael. There's a time for codependence, and there's a time for independence. And there shouldn't be any difference between how we serve Hashem alone or with other people. That's the real test of our Avodat Hashem. Rabotai, I thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom, Borach, Shkoyach, and good Shabbos.